Jim Ossie, you're here to talk about another subject this morning. You're saying the police have questions to answer after an historical event. We can see this in today's Belfast Telegraph, an article written by Suzanne Breen on page 6. After an historical event included what's been described as reenactments of recent IRA operations. This happened last weekend. It was an event in Derry/Londonderry, organised by the Spirit of Freedom Flute Band. And these pictures in today's Belfast Telegraph show men dressed in balaclavas with modern-day imitation assault rifles. The commentator Jude Collins with us today. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why are you saying the police have questions to answer, Jim? What could they have done?
Well, I'm asking the question, who controls the streets of Londonderry? It seems for a time at the weekend, this Republican foot band controlled the streets. They decided, and they graciously told the police that they would be taking over and running these events where they would parade replica weapons. They tell us they were replica, where they would reenact terrorist acts and present themselves and pose as active paramilitaries. Now, this at a time when, on the one hand, we're told that there's a task force to deal with paramilitaryism. We're going to remove the scourge.
Well, this was a reenactment, wasn't it?
Well, sorry, it was a glorification. It was a reenactment for the purpose of glorifying what they did, and particularly the actions of one named IRA terrorist who they were celebrating. So it was a glorification of terrorism. What is glorification of terrorism? Well, the law defines it as celebrating or praising terrorism in a way that would encourage others to commit a terrorist act. Well, if you're a young, impressionable person and you see on your streets those who maybe you respect for some warped reason actually glorifying and reenacting acts of terrorism and using the weaponry of death in that reenactment, what conclusion do you draw?
Jude Collins?
That terrorism is a good thing?
Jude?
Well, as far as I know, the depiction was of IRA volunteers, as you say, with pretend weapons, but that was part of a fuller historical depiction of events in Derry over the centuries. As far as I remember, the report talks about the siege of Derry in the 17th century, the origins of the Fountain area, 1920 riots, a 1943 IRA jail escape Bloody Sunday. So there's a whole range of things in the history of Derry, political events and military events.
Is it appropriate Jude, on the streets for people to be dressed in masks and balaclavas with these imitation weapons in their hands, reenactments or not? Does that send out the right message?
Well, if you're going to depict history, inevitably history is filled with violence, whether we like it or not. And it would have looked rather selective, not to say censored, in fact, if they had, you know, dealt with events, including events of violence from the 17th century up to 1970, and then ignored the troubles which impinged so dramatically on Derry. I mean, history, as I say, is full of violence.
Jim?
It demands a full canvas, an inclusive canvas, I think.
I think there is a distinction between marking genuinely historical events and rubbing salt in a wound that is still open in respect of recent events. Many of us in this province lived through the years of terrorism from different sides, those emotions and those wounds, particularly for innocent victims, are still very raw. So when you have people celebrating that, it's very different from celebrating something that happened 300 years ago or 200 years ago, where no one is alive who lived through any of that. So I think it was Sinn Féin IRA demonstrating their continuing allegiance to the genre of terrorism and the men of terrorism, and to put on display the weapons of terror and the weapons that delivered that terror, and to glorify those who used them.
Well, they're not necessary.
But
they're not. This is a reenactment. It might not be a glorification of anything. It isn't a glorification of anything. They're reenacting, Jim. It's not for real.
What are they reenacting? They're reenacting bloodthirsty terrorism. They're reenacting the use of weapons to kill innocent people. So don't come to me and say it's only a reenactment. It's a question of what it's a reenactment of. It's a reenactment of terrorism. And terrorism is evil and is wrong. And when you reenact it in that way, then you glorify it. And that's what it is. It was celebrating the terrorism.
I wonder if they glorified the Siege of Derry and if they glorified the origins of the Fountain area. Did they glorify the 1920s riots, etc.? I think it comes down to
the point.
This.
It's totally different.
Sorry, Jim. Let me just finish the point I'm making. I think it comes down to this. It's a question of what kind of violence we're talking about and the impact that it can have on the young. You know, I can see the case Jim's making there, but it's ignoring all the other depictions that this particular historical tour does. But let me remind you of something that I experienced when I was a young person, an impressionable young person. When I was growing up in Omagh, when I would walk home from school, I would pass a British Army barracks. And outside that were posters with a smiling soldier's face and the invitation, join the army and see the world. Now, this was the 1950s and early 60s, when the British Army in Kenya was raping and sexually abusing women, when they were imprisoning Kenyans, flogging the men, working them to death, starving and murdering them. And, of course, we know the British Army was engaged in ferocious violence in other places during that time, like Egypt, Cyprus, Malaysia, and so on. So, you see, the danger is, we'll say, if you depict or remind us or encourage us in this kind of violence, that's okay. Or if you ask us to engage or encourage us or show depictions of this kind of violence, that is shameful.
There's no comparison between lawful recruitment to lawful organisations like
Jim,
the security forces and the celebrating of the evil of terrorism. There's no comparison whatsoever. Jim, and the fact that Jude thinks there is, I think, says more about him than anything
else.
We
asked the police, by the way. We asked the PSNI if they knew about this and what the process was in getting permission for this event. The police have not got back to us on that. Here's Liam in Derry. Morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Liam.
Stephen, I'm from Derry and I don't have an issue at all with what was done last Saturday. I look at it as a piece of street art, which was a reenactment of some of the incidents that took place in and around Bishop Street, the Free Derry area. And I note that Jim there is on, complaining as usual about anything with a nationalist stroke Republican identity. You know, I'd like to ask Jim, what does he think about the sham fights that you see at the Battle of Boyne, for instance, or, you know, the UVF gun running commemorations where replica weapons was carried along the Shankill Road?
Okay. Very quickly, Jim, you'll respond to that very quickly.
I made the point that there's no comparison between genuinely historical events through which none of us lived through, noting those as part of history, and celebrating live, raw terrorism that was part of the lives of so many. And what they were celebrating on Saturday was the reenactment of events in which people died, in which soldiers were murdered. And that is something that they were celebrating.
Okay, Jim Alistair, Jude Collins, thank you very much indeed.